Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Lois Lane and Jimmy Olsen view Mary Hennig's offer to help them with distrust. As terrified and conscience-stricken, the young girl seeks desperately to make amends.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, you want to go prospecting for gold tomorrow morning? Well, then, just dig down in your breakfast bowl of Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and see how your spoon comes up loaded with golden, sunny flavor. Believe me, Pep's as good as gold when it comes to sharpening the edge of your morning appetite. Makes you want to hitch up your chair and settle down to the solid sort of breakfast that helps start your day in high. You know, Kellogg's Pep gives you solid whole wheat nourishment plus. And is this whole wheat flake cereal crisp? Is it tender? And does breakfast get the glad eye when Kellogg's Pep heads the menu? Why, your very first spoonful tastes so terrific, you'll want to keep right on until you've eaten up every flake of Kellogg's Pep in your bowl. After all, nobody wants to waste Pep, so pour it carefully and polish off every bit you pour out. That's particularly important nowadays, you know, because the cereal grains, like the whole wheat in Kellogg's Pep, have been picked out to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls all around the world. Keep that in mind when Mom brings Pep home from the grocer's. Tip off the rest of your family, too. Get the right habit, gang. Eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
Now, the adventures of Superman. Victory over the evil forces behind a wave of juvenile delinquency was snatched from our friends on the Daily Planet by a 15-year-old tough named Mary Hennig, herself a juvenile delinquent trained in crime, who stole certain letters which exposed Martin Higgins, corrupt candidate for mayor, of association with criminal racketeers. Caught red-handed in the Planet office by Lois Lane, Mary lost her head and struck down the girl reporter with a heavy metal object. Then, when Jim Olsen came to look for Lois, he was knocked out by two thugs. And together, Lois and Jimmy were locked up in the cellar of a shabby tenement building owned by Al Vincent, trainer and brains of a band of youthful criminals and a Higgins henchman. While Superman, worried by their disappearance, searched for his friends, they were visited in their basement prison by the young girl Tuff, who, frightened and conscience-stricken, wanted to help them escape. But before she could convince Jim and Lois of her sincerity, one of Vincent's men called to her from the floor above. As our story continues today, Lois, Jim, and Mary are standing in the darkness of the cellar. Mary is tense with terror. Listen.
That's Steve, one of Vincent's gorillas.
How does he know you're down here?
He doesn't. But if he finds me here, we're all sunk.
Good heavens.
What do we do?
Oh, relax, Miss Lane. I think this is just another one of Mary's tricks.
No, no, this ain't a trick. I swear it ain't.
Now, look, Mary.
You gotta listen to me. You gotta.
Chickie, you down here?
Chickie? Who's that?
That's me.
Holy smoke.
Hey, Chickie.
He's coming closer. We better get ready to do something in case
if
he gets
off. Little rat, if you're down here, you better talk up.
Look, Mary, you got something I can bean him with?
No, that won't help, Jim. He'll only bring the others.
Listen, I got an idea. Bang on the door, Miss Lane.
What? Well, what good's that gonna
do? Quick, do like I say. Bang hard and holler like you want to get out of here. Go on.
If I find you down here, Chickie,
but
you'll
I don't
be too late.
No, no, it ain't. Look, I'll pound. You holler.
Hey, what's the matter with you?
Go on, holler, please. Make out like you're locked in. Both of you.
You out there. Unlock this door.
Yeah, let us out of here.
Shut up.
Open this door, I say.
You can't get away with this. Open up.
Shut up or I'll come in there and shut you.
Uh-oh.
It looks like this may boomerang, Mary.
Cut it out now. I think maybe it worked good enough.
Hey, what's going on down there, Steve? Not only these reporters is getting kind of wrecked.
Who's he talking to?
Al Vincent.
No. We got a fighter. Take a look at them two down there,
and
then come on up.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Ah, they're okay, Al. Just a little mad, that's all.
All right, come on up. Quick.
Coming right now.
Phew. It worked. He's gone away.
Oh, it was awful close.
Yes. Much too close for comfort. What do we do now?
Gotta work fast. You see, Vincent's waiting for a phone call. As soon as he gets it, he... He's going to take you two for a ride.
Oh, no.
Oh, cut it out, Mary. That's a lot of baloney, and you know it. He wouldn't dare try anything
like... It's the truth, Jim, so help me.
Yeah? Like the pack of lies you told Miss Lane to get a job on the planet so you could tip off Al Vinson about Tony Sloan having the letters, huh?
Now, Jim...
I couldn't help it.
Couldn't help it, my eye. Wouldn't have helped if Tony Sloan had been murdered.
I didn't know anything was going to happen to him.
No, huh? Just like you didn't know the Daily Planet was going to be put out of business by a $1 million slander suit when you stole those letters.
But this is no time to argue. I tell you, I couldn't help what I'd done. I had to do it.
Applesauce.
That's enough, Jim. I know I got you into this jam, and now... Well, now I want to help you get out of it. You've got to believe me.
All right, Mary. I will believe you. What can we do?
Now, wait a minute, Miss Lane. How do we know she isn't going to lead us into more trouble?
We've got to trust her, Jim. Certainly, we can't be any worse off than we are now, can we?
Well...
Look, I'm taking as much of a chance as you are. Because if I get caught... Well, that's all, brother.
For heaven's sake, let's stop talking and do something.
Okay. Follow me as quiet as you can through this doorway.
I'd still like to stake my chances on Mr. Kent and Inspector Henderson finding us.
Now, stop acting like that, Jim.
Shh. Don't make any noise. Come on.
As Jim Olsen and Lois Lane, still unsure of Mary Hennig's honesty, cautiously follow the girl tough through the dark cellar in the hope of escape, Superman in his guise of Clark Kent is looking for them. Certain that their disappearance is tied up with Al Vincent, Kent has been vainly trying to find the crooked pawnbroker's unlisted address. Now, his hat pulled down over his eyes, he is affecting the mannerism of a gangster and has just entered a pool room in the slum district where he questions the proprietor, Earl Lake.
What do you want with Al Vincent?
I gotta see him. Something important just came up, and I got the office to pass it on to Al.
Yeah? From who?
From the boss.
Who's the boss?
Hey, what is this? You know who I mean. Marty Higgins.
Yeah, huh? How come Higgins didn't tell you where to find Vincent?
He said I go to the pawn shop, but it's closed. I called back Marty's house, but nobody answers. Now, look, Earl, I just gotta see Vincent. If I don't, and right away, it's gonna be too bad for Marty in the elections. And for you, too. Get that?
For me?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Look, pal, you don't have to play games with me. I know about the string of pool rooms you own and about the gambling rooms in the back and about the kids you let in.
Now, wait a minute.
We know you need Marty's protection. Why else would you give him $15,000 to help him get elected mayor?
How'd you know? I mean...
Don't give me that routine. I tell you, I'm in the know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, how come you don't know where Vincent lives?
Because I work in Marty's downtown district. I don't have much to do with this district. Tonight, something bad came up, and Marty told me to contact Al Vincent. Now, are you going to stall around all night and maybe ruin Marty's chances for mayor? Or do you tell me where Vincent lives?
Well, I guess I can tell you. Only I gotta be careful, because Vincent don't like certain people and know where he lives.
All right, but I'm not just certain people. Come on, spill, and fast.
Okay, okay. Vincent's place is an old broken-down brownstone at 1619 Hudson Street.
1619 Hudson, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks, pal. That's all I want to know.
Hey, listen. What's your name?
Tell you next time I see you. So long.
Hurrying from the pool room, Kent steps into a dark doorway. Quickly, he strips off his business suit, and a moment later stands revealed in the blue and red costume of Superman.
Something tells me there's no time to lose. So straight to 1619 Hudson Street. Up, up, and away!
Leaping high into the night sky, Superman streaks away toward Al Vincent's hideout, where, at this moment, the lives of Lois Lane and Jim Olsen are more than ever endangered. Will he arrive in time? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the tense climax of today's episode. So stand by.
You know, lots of times, daydreams that start with if don't pay off. Like, if I had $1 million and so forth. But gang, here's an if that is no daydream. And it sure does pay off in good eating. It goes like this. If you'll have a black raspberry ringer tomorrow morning, you'll have a honey of a breakfast. That's this week's pep dish of the week, you know. Black raspberry ringer. And it's a nifty way to give a new twist to your morning dish of Kellogg's Pep. Try it. First, pour out your regular serving of Pep, the sunshine cereal. Then on top, arrange a ring of black raspberries around the edge of your bowl. A neat sight to see and a thriller to taste. Mmm. Pep's sparkling sunshine flavor sure does rise and shine. And how Pep's crisp tenderness does team up with those juicy berries. How Kellogg's Pep does tease you into finishing off every bit in your bowl. And what a good thing that is. Sure, because the cereal grains have been picked out to help give good nourishment to fellows and girls overseas. So, gang, when Mom brings Kellogg's Pep home from the grocer's, make yourself a committee of one to help guard against waste. Handle the package carefully if you pour your own Pep, and eat up every bit you pour out. Always remember, eat all your Pep. Don't waste it.
While Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, was posing as a gangster to learn the address of Al Vincent's hideout, Lois Lane and Jim Olsen were blindly following Mary Hennig through a dark basement. As we rejoin them now, still not sure the girl toughest to be trusted, they inch quietly across the damp concrete floor in response to her whispered urging.
Come on. Hurry, please.
Where are we going?
To the coal bin.
The coal bin?
Yeah. There's an iron cover set in the hole in the sidewalk for the coal to be dropped through. If we can open that...
Flat chance.
You got a better idea, Jim?
Oh, no.
Well, then be quiet. This has got to work.
Watch it. Don't slip on the loose coal here.
Okay, hold it. Wait till I light this flashlight. Now, there's the coal hatch up there. You see?
Uh-huh. Like a small manhole.
Yeah, but it's big enough for us to slip through. Now, you boost me up, Jim. I'll open it and get out. Then you can boost Miss Lane and I'll help her.
Oh, nothing doing. I'm not taking any chances of you running out on us.
But I told
you. You and Miss Lane together can boost me up. Lock your hands together and make a stir.
Now, look here, Jim.
Do like I say, Miss Lane, please.
Oh, well, all right. Come on, Mary, give me your hand.
Okay.
There. Now, how's that?
Fine. Steady now. Here I go.
Can you reach it?
Yeah. Have it open in a jiffy.
Hurry, Jim. Yes, hurry. My arms are breaking.
Just another second. Here it comes.
Oh, thank heaven.
Hey, look out.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. My hand slipped.
Quiet.
Gosh. Sorry, Jim. They heard us upstairs. Quick, up on your feet.
Okay.
Are you hurt?
No. Quick, Mary. Let me boost you up. Then you help Miss Lane from up there.
But you said...
Never mind what I said. I've got to trust you now. Here, put your foot in my hands.
Okay. Oh, two men at the head of the stairs. Lights. They see us.
There they are, Al, in the coal pit. Don't move. Any one of you. Or I'll shoot to kill.
Trapped. Jim Olsen, Lois Lane, and Mary Hennig can do nothing but stand and wait helplessly for Al Vincent and his henchmen, both of whom approach with drawn guns. Will Superman, still unaware of the seriousness of their position, arrive before the enraged gangsters take drastic and final action? We'll know more tomorrow when we see how the Man of Steel matches wits and power with the vicious politicians who seek to rule a great city and prey on its youth. So be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling episode in this story of a fight against the forces behind juvenile delinquency. And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep. For excitement, the adventures of Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Say, if your dog is a softy, here's a little trick you can try to help give him lots of muscle. Mix Kellogg's Grow Pup dog food in with his scraps of meat and fat. See if it doesn't make his eyes brighter, his coat glossy, and see if it doesn't give him lots of oof, so that pretty soon he'll be able to take it, you know, scramble right along with the gang. Lots of champs feed on Grow Pup, you know, so let your dog have his pick of Grow Pup ribbon, Grow Pup meal, or Grow Pup pellets. Just so his mother remembers, write Kellogg's Grow Pup on her marketing list right now. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.